I was optimistic that there'll be a change, but just today in the Irish Times I read that the American election will scare the Irish electorate about change, and that we will just continue to vote the Finnas in again for the 100th time. The Finnas is my nickname for Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, because you can't really tell them apart, so I just call them the Finnas. I think the country's a lot like myself. I used to be a card-carrying member of Sinn Féin, but I've become quite disillusioned and I've changed parties. So I think there's just been a lot of little controversies, and I think Michelle O'Neill is pretty popular in the wee north, but I don't see that same fervor for Mary Lou anymore. I'm kind of tired of the Irish electorate. I've been a citizen since 1990, but I've only lived on this island for 5 years. And everybody complains about the housing crisis and the trolley crisis and all these things that have not improved or changed in decades. And then they just elect the same two parties again and again and again and wonder why things don't improve or change.
I don't think there's going to be much change as it happens, but I think we need an awful lot more improvement in housing. I think that's the main issue. Because we don't really have a huge selection of people that we can choose from. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, probably going to be getting in again.
Yeah.
Sinn Féin are up the creek. I actually don't know. Some of the independents might get in and shift the power balance there.
I think it's short notice, really, for Canada's campaign. It has came up very quickly. Hopefully they'll be able to help the workers, and especially health workers. Well, I think it's in a bad state now, to be honest with you. There needs to be an awful lot of improvements. Like, there's a lot of agency workers called in and using up an awful lot of money, you know, when they could be hiring and employing people. And to be honest with you, I see an awful change in those 19 years, and it's not for the best. So I would be hoping that that it would improve.
There'll be no change because the country is going well, better than it ever went.
Yeah.
Okay, there's issues with housing. There's no issues with unemployment. There's plenty of money being made, as long as it's invested properly.
Exactly.
Into the proper things. I would say it'll probably be the same government again.
Yeah.
I would think. I don't know whether Greens will get in this time with them, though.
You think it'll be either?
It'll be tight, yeah. It could be Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and maybe if it's tight, a few independents along with them.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
Looking forward to it. I think it's time for a change. Change is going to show that there's more life than there is in the centre of Dublin, that there's life outside of Dublin.
Yeah.
The North West has been totally ignored by successive governments for the last long number of years. I instance the N17, the N4 hold-ups, both Longford, Carrick and Shannon, and the final bit into Sligo as well, then the road down to Galway is lethal. The hospital needs more attention. They're the main sort of things I'd like to see happening with the...
And do you think there's any party that you think could put more focus on the North West?
I don't think until we have a cabinet minister who can call shots at the table, we're not going to see any investment in the North West. I think the feel-good factor is probably gone. It's about time for them to go. I don't know why they're going now before Christmas. If they're that close to fulfilling their promises, why not hang on till February and do it then?